everyone, and welcome to another episode, a festive episode of the Horror Friendly Podcast. My name is Katie, and I am joined by Chantel.
Woo!
Hi, Chantel.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm even better. We're actually next to each other.
Merry Christmas.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Yeah, so I'm actually at Chantel's tonight. And this is really weird because we're recording slightly differently. And me and her are literally just looking at each other and chatting. And
it's weird.
It's so weird. It's like there's nothing around us to, like, do you know what I mean? Like, we're just kind of talking on the sofa just about our film that we've been covering this week. But it's a festive one, so we thought we'd, to mark the special occasion, we'd be here, and we've got a glass of Baileys, and we're ready.
Exactly. This is not our first glass of the night either, so
it is not.
Who knows how this is going to go.
It's going to be a long hour and a bit.
So firstly, again, we always do this where we're like, we won't mention the name of the film, even though everyone knows what the episode is.
Do you
think this is a horror film? Would you count this?
I would say it's like a comedy horror. Because there's not a lot of violence in it, but no. I would say that there are horror elements in it. But then, you know, the director said that it's not a horror film or a Christmas film, but I would kind of say it's both, and it's like a bit of a comedy as well.
So really, it has no place on our podcast.
I think we fucked up.
But we're doing it anyway. Somebody did describe it as a creature feature, which I think comes under the horror category, so I'm going with it. And it's also a classic.
It is a classic.
No.
What happened?
He hates bright lights. You know, there's some things I forgot to tell you guys, and they're really important. Number one, he hates bright lights. We know that. But you got to keep him out of the sunlight. Sunlight will kill him. Number two, keep him away from water. Don't give him any water to drink. And whatever you do, don't give him a bath. And probably the most important thing, don't ever feed him after midnight.
So if you don't already know, which, where the fuck have you been? We are doing Gremlins, which is, oh my God, this has been such a dick. So we are doing Gremlins, the 1984 film directed by Joe Dante. But oh my God, there's so many names involved with this. It's just ridiculous. Steven Spielberg was involved. I'm not even going to try and say everyone because we just watched the whole thing and I can't remember everyone. So the story follows a young man who receives a strange creature as a pet, which then spawns other creatures who transform into small, destructive, mischievous monsters that all wreak havoc on a town, whole town, on Christmas Eve. Ooh. So Katie, first thoughts? Do you remember watching this for the first time?
No, I think it must have been around Christmas at some point, like when I was younger watching it, but I actually don't remember. I kind of just remember growing up with it.
Yeah, it's one of those films, I think, I must have watched it young because I don't remember a time where I hadn't seen it.
Mm.
So, like you say, it was just something we grew up with. It was just a film we watched, we knew of. And then whenever someone called you a gremlin, you knew what they meant because you were acting like a gremlin.
were you called it often?
No comment.
Yeah, just drink your Baileys.
Well, by the end of this episode. Stop fucking gremlin. I mean, again, like, I was a pain in the ass as a kid. I'm very aware.
Do you work all the gremlin?
Possibly.
Possibly.
Like, I sort of said this, but I couldn't really think who did. It would have been at home. Like, I was such a goody two, not a goody two shoes, but I was much better behaved at school than I was at home. Which shows that I was just comfortable at home.
Exactly.
To be a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. But I remember loving this as a kid.
Yeah.
I remember Gizmo. Everyone wanted a Gizmo.
They did.
How many Furbies did you have trying to make a Gizmo?
Oh my God. There were so many. And then everyone was like, oh yeah, I've got like a little Gizmo. There's a Furby. And then you saw it and it was like, no, you're
not a Gizmo. It's blue for a start.
Yeah.
Also, they fucked up. The ears were tiny.
Yeah, it just didn't hit. No. It didn't hit the same. That nothing beats the original Gizmo. And well, like we saw, I mean, obviously we weren't around when this film came out, but like the marketing for it was mad. Like they brought out cereal.
Yeah.
And like, and I guess because you bring out this cute little thing, like people are, you know, gung-ho for it, aren't they? Like they're going to want a piece of it. So I bet the marketing for this was shit hot because like they thought, Gizmo, we can really do something with this.
But he literally had, like, the four things you need to be cute. He was, like, small, he was furry, He had big eyes and big ears. What more do you need?
I know. Such a cutie.
Oh, he's absolutely adorable. Mm. I'm trying to remember what the word was. What was his species called? Mogwai. Which, what did that mean? Demon?
I think it was
like demon
Cantonese
or devil.
Yeah.
I love that. That's so, yeah. If you speak Cantonese, that is such a clue. Whereas you and I just go into this like completely.
Yeah.
Here are three rules. Yeah, whatever, kid.
Yeah, whatever. Like, yeah, just like we suck, basically. Yeah.
Do you reckon, obviously, was it the grandfather, like the grandson who like snuck Gizmo out the back? Do you reckon, like, how pissed was that grandfather?
Oh my god, yeah, so pissed. He even seemed quite chilled at the end. Like, he was angry, but like, he was quite low key angry about it.
I think he was angry, but like, they'd obviously dealt with it because he was like, okay, the situation has been handled. Now I'm just gonna like bring shame on your family.
Yeah.
You cannot handle this. And then when even Gizmo was like, I want to say goodbye, he was like, okay, you have actually had some impact.
Mm.
But you're still a piece of shit.
yeah. No, I think he probably wasn't very happy when he found out.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine being like, there's some very basic rules which seem very easy to follow.
Mm.
Like, I cannot believe they broke all the rules in the first, like, day.
Yeah, they fucked it up.
How do you fuck up that bad? Like, it's not...
Okay, so should we go through the rules?
Shall we go through the rules?
Yes.
Because I loved that you watched this and then sent me a voice note about the rules. So the first rule is don't get them wet.
Mm-hmm.
Seems relatively easy. I had dogs and chinchillas for years. Chinchillas, you don't get wet. It fucks with their fur. You sand bath them. Managed to not soak a chinchilla for many, many years.
Excellent.
I think I can handle a Gizmo.
Uh-huh.
Just saying. Do you think you could handle not getting your pet wet?
I think so. I'm thinking of like the ways that they got. Yeah, I mean, they had like a drink right next to Gizmo.
Yeah.
Like clumsy stuff like that. Yeah. I think I could handle it. I think I'd have to like have a home for Gizmo. Like maybe that like keep him in that box that he was in.
It's like, it's quite a small. When you think about it, like Gizmo sat watching TV in bed and playing with the glasses. Like he's very much part of the family. He's not a runaway sort of pet, is he?
No.
Very intelligent.
Yeah, and I think he's quite chilled too. He could sit there. So I think, I reckon I could. I think I could. I would be good.
I think it'd be easier nowadays because people don't, it sounds really stupid, but people tend not to drink out of water glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has a fucking bottle.
Mm.
We're all fucking toddlers again. Everyone has a fucking bottle. So,
that's very true.
We both have a water bottle within reach because we're drinking.
Because we're toddlers.
But we don't have a glass of water. So I think maybe it was an art. True. I don't think it was a paintbrush art. But again, it's one of those where it's like, I think it would be easier these days for people not to just randomly spill their drink on their Gizmo. I'm going to keep calling it Gizmo, not on Mogwai. Mogwai, because I keep forgetting that word. What was the second rule? Forget the order.
Well, I don't know the order. Don't feed them after midnight.
I will add as well, because then when he takes it to the science teacher, he deliberately gets it fucking wet with a pipette. That's fucking stupidity.
That's true.
That's wrong. Don't feed them after midnight. And oh my god, it's three rules. How do we not remember this?
How do we not remember?
Bright light. I love that he can say
bright light,
it.
Bright light. Why not?
Okay, that's what I need is a pet that can tell me when shit's wrong.
Yeah.
Bright light. Okay.
Yeah.
Hungry. Hungry.
Oh, it's when he brings him into the bathroom. He's like, bright light.
But he reminds it. It's so cute.
So cute.
Bright light. So bright light. That one seems harder.
Mm.
Because again, like, I'd have to get like blackout curtains. Because if I just had the blinds open in the summer, it'd be bright in here. So I'd have to have like an area where he could be that was safe in the day.
Yeah, my room is pretty bright. So I don't, I think Gizmo would. I get why he's in that box.
But he would be in that box for like 6 hours a day unless you could give him basically a cupboard, I guess. And then he can, I guess, free reign at like nighttime.
Mm.
My Gizmo must love winter months.
Yeah. Like, that's how he learned how to sing. He's probably bored shitless in that box.
Well, that's the other thing. I'm like, he is a pet. He's an animal. But like...
Well, he's not a pet, is he?
Like, I know, I said pet, and then I was like, that's a bit, he's really smart.
Mm.
So, okay, but like an animal or a person will get bored. So, I mean, they just shove him in his backpack and take him on adventures, but like, he can't really go out during the day. So he's going to, and then the old guy gets annoyed. He's like, you're letting him watch TV. I'm like, you kept him hidden under a, but did you even talk to him?
Yeah, like he could have watched TV. That's fine.
Yeah, the boy at the beginning sounded so like uninterested in Gizmo, and I was like, he's singing. He does that sometimes. Like, of course he does. He's bored. It's like the jailhouse blues.
Yeah, it's pretty bullshit though. Well, one thing, just going back about getting him wet.
Yeah.
Because the dog like licks him.
Yeah.
And then like I think certain other things happen, or like one of the other gremlins when they're hatched like spits at him or something.
Yeah.
So like, how wet can you get Gizmo?
How wet can you get?
How wet can you get? That'll be our tagline for the episode.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, so what is the, I guess it is like the actual full. So yeah, I don't know if that was just a mistake from the.
I don't know. I think the way it plays in the film, because again, like you say, one of them walks through snow. So like, does it have to just be pure water? Mm. They're all drinking in the bar. Would the beer have worked? Because that wasn't, and again, these rules are very, they raise more questions than they do help. Because it's like, oh, don't get him wet. Sounds simple. And then the dog licks his ear, which, and that dog, that dog's a dog.
Yeah.
Like, that dog's a real dog. He's not an animatronic like the rest of them, which means when he licked the ear, he thought it was real, which is fucking adorable. It's so cute. He just wanted a friend. Wow, that family were shit to that dog. But he was like, oh, I want to be friends with this animatronic.
Yeah, Jesus, give me a fucking friend.
So I don't know. It's a weird one, isn't it? Like, how wet is wet?
If anyone knows, please let us know, because we're confused.
I'm going to say it has to be water.
Yeah.
But then surely snow would count, because snow is just rain.
And they were like walking through it. So surely it would have like multiplied.
Yeah, it's all weird.
But then when they were trying to multiply and like get more, they were like literally, I think Stripe was literally like under a water fountain. So yeah. Like, it was pretty, you have to be pretty wet.
Right. Because again, they did like the pipette of water and that fucking worked. But then I don't know if it's like placement.
Yeah.
Because again, like the wetter they got, the more they produced. Again, when he jumped into the swimming pool, would the chlorine should have cancelled it out? I don't know. There's no like science.
There isn't.
I guess
someone answer our questions.
These rules are more like guidelines, which don't help because we just have questions. Because again, the next one, which everyone has fucking questioned since I was a child, is don't feed them after midnight. When does after midnight end?
Mm.
So is it just a case of when the sun is up? In which case, winter, that poor thing's only allowed to eat for like 4 hours a day. Well, from sun up. Okay, so a few more than 4 hours. But like, when is safe again?
Mm. Yeah.
Like,
that's very.
I hate the dad just being like, yeah, okay, kid, and not asking any follow-up questions.
Like, yeah, I need to know a time of when I can actually feed Gizmo.
Yeah, like, I would go with sun up.
I would go with sun up, yeah.
But again, that could be 4 in the morning at certain times of summer.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, we've stumbled home at 4 in the morning before. I don't know if that's any count.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe they just do, like, sort of 7, 8 a.m. just to be on the safe side.
Does the Mogwai technically have to have slept? Do they sleep? Do we ever see them sleep?
Well, yes, we saw Gizmo sleep because they were both watching the film, and then Gizmo's eyes.
True. Gizmo's adorable. But also, again, I love that within 3 days of having, is it even 3 days or is it like 12 hours of having a new pet?
I don't know how long all of this happens. It's pretty quick. Know, actually. I think it's a few days, I'd say. Couple of days.
Well, it said it was on like Christmas Eve, and he obviously came home, the dad, and was like, oh, you have to open him immediately. So let's assume it was over like a few days.
Yeah.
He obviously manages to not only fuck all the rules, but like feeding him after midnight was an accident.
Yeah.
But it means they've already, the gremlins have already manipulated him within a few days.
Yes.
So
he's really fucked up.
So again, like, Gizmo's really cute and really sweet. So why are the others, like, they are so, they want to be evil because they want to eat after midnight so that the next thing happens.
Yeah. Yeah, not a fucking clue. Well, I mean, the dad is fucking chaotic because all he did was give his son this Mogwai that's like, okay, like, there's a lot of fucking responsibility for this.
Yeah.
Thank you. Teller's pouring me some more. And then also makes all these inventions, which is fine and fun, but like they're so they're such a hindrance to like the whole house. Like everything always just fucking goes wrong. I mean, this dad, he's literally brought home this fucking animal, which is cute, but then causes all the shit, fucks off to some invention place, and then comes back when it's all nearly sorted.
Is that an invention convention? Sorry, that really tickled me.
Very good.
Very good. But you're right. And then it's the poor mum who's got to hold it all together.
Yeah, she smashed it. But like,
not only did she killed, I think she killed the most gremlins bar setting them all on fire.
Yeah, bar Billy, I think.
And that was obviously an extreme because they were all in one place. I think she did the best. But not only is she holding it together, but like, she's also so sweet to her husband's feelings. Like, it took her too long to answer the phone because the remote wasn't working. And she's like, no, it was just on the porch. So, and then it's like the egg thing that doesn't work. So she's just like.
They are a sweet family, to be fair. Like, they are quite cute. Like, he'll work all, like, is it Billy? I've just said Billy and now I'm doubting myself. It is Billy. Like, the fact that, like, he works all day and then comes back and is like, oh, do you need any help? And, like, they seem like a sweet family.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, and, like, really supportive of the dad. But, yeah, the dad has, like, put them in the shit, man.
And then left.
I'm just going to say it. Yeah, and just left.
For fuck's sake.
I know.
Jesus. But, yeah, were you... I cannot remember when I was younger, like, when they were like, oh, my God, the eggs are here and they're turning. What I expected to come out. Because the problem is I watched it so young and now I'm like, well, I knew the answer. So I don't know if anyone remembers. Like, is there anyone who watched this as an adult and can be like, oh, that's shocking? Because it just looks like a slimy... I like the fact they've made them look so evil but kept them close enough. You could tell it came from Gizmo.
Yeah, that was very clever. Definitely. I think when I was younger, I remember when the water spills on Gizmo and you can see all the bubbles on his back. And that, like, always creeped me out a little bit because it's, like... gooey and oozy. It's quite like that kind of a film.
So that they make it so Gizmo looks like he's in pain and you're like, oh, this poor thing. Poor Gizmo.
I know. But yeah, no, I don't know if any of it would be shocking, really. It's just sort of like a silly, I'd say like a silly comedy horror film, really.
I don't know if it's like at the time if it would have been silly in comedy.
No.
But it's only like looking back because it's so obvious they're animatronics, but you also don't care because you're like, it was, what was it, 80s? And then, okay, we have to address as well, because I obviously, is it the little Corey kid? I don't know.
Corey Feldman.
Yeah, I don't know what his character name was. But obviously he rocks up and then he's like, now can I have one? Because five have just appeared out of nowhere. Again, without questioning any rules.
Yeah, he fucked it up anyway.
Yeah, but again, well, you know. But why is he hanging out with Billy? He's like half his age.
That is strange.
That is weird.
Because Billy, we have questions.
If they wanted him to have a... you know, there was a connection there. Why not make him like his cousin? Like, give it a reason rather than some random kid from the same school several years below is hanging out with him.
That is strange. Like, why not just make it his brother or something?
Because then they'd have had to bought him two gizmos.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Which is why I was like, maybe a cousin. Or like, there needs to be a reason he knows this kid. Like, there is no explanation. And then they're talking to the school teacher and the school teacher doesn't question, why have you got like a... I don't know, year 7, year 11 hanging out. Like, I think our school would have questioned that.
No one gives a fuck that Billy's just hanging out with this, like, child.
Like, an actual child. Like, I'm sorry. And then the kid's just... I love as well that he's, like, fascinated with Gizmo, wants one of the other little gremlins, but then 5 seconds later is like, yeah, he's really cute. But then he's playing with the 3D glasses and couldn't give less of a shit. Like, that's why he doesn't get a pet.
Yeah, that is weird. Because the only other, like, adult kind of force similar to his age that he talks to is that dickhead that he works with.
Oh!
And he's only in it for a bit. And then what we've learned recently is he's supposed to be in it a lot more.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be, like, a three thing between, like, Billy, Kate and him.
What I love about that as well is he comes in and he's like, I'm 23. By the time I'm 25, I'll be CEO. He looks about 40.
Yeah, he does.
Like, what the fuck? And fuck off. Like, I'm going to be CEO of a bank at 25. I'm sorry, what's happening to the other CEO? Like, there's someone in
He'll
that
force
position.
Him into retirement.
Like, I'm so, I cannot imagine working for a 25-year-old CEO. They drive me insane.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, it's a bit different if they've made their own company. But to be in a job and someone be like, I'm 25 and I'm now, like, fuck off.
Yeah. And he tries to hit on Kate, and Kate's not having any of it.
Yeah. Oh, like, literally, you're not even 25. Your frontal cortex isn't even developed yet. But he looks about 40, and he's like, he probably is. The poor guy's probably like 26. And I'm like, he looks 40. You're terrible. Poor Kate. I mean, to be fair, I say poor Kate, she handles herself. She doesn't need no sympathy.
No, like, she's good. She's a good character. But, yeah. Yeah, no, so, yeah. So, I don't know the question why Billy is hanging out with Corey Feldman. But, yeah. I mean, yeah, so this isn't the first time that Corey Feldman has been on our pod. Because, obviously, The Lost Boys.
Yay!
He was famously in that. And he was just a very famous guy, teenager, kid in the 80s. He was in Friday the 13th, Goonies.
I do wonder if it was more about having him in it rather than the relationship.
Well, maybe. I don't know how established he was at this point. I don't think I think this was one of his like big breakout ones, as far as I'm aware, because he was pretty young.
Yeah,
so
it was.
He started getting sort of bigger when he was a bit older, I'm pretty sure. I will check my facts, but yeah.
It is just so weird. I'm like, you could have established a connection.
Yeah.
Come on, Spielberg, you're better than this. I don't know, it's a weird one. So what did you make of just the chaos? Like, once the gremlins are gremlins.
Oh, I loved it.
And everything just goes to shit, yeah?
So good. Like, all, like, just, oh, everything about it. Like, it kind of turns sort of horror-y. When you have Billy's mum in the kitchen alone with the gremlins. Because there's a few, like, I'm very loosely saying jump scares. Like, you've got the jump scare in the tree, which I thought was really good.
Yeah.
A few kind of, like, bit more horror elements in it, like the microwave.
Yeah.
Microwaving a gremlin. I mean, we need to talk about the kills, really, because there are kills in this as well.
So good.
We'll get to that. Like, the chaos of it, like, it's really funny. It just goes from 0 to 100 really quickly. Like, suddenly they're microwaving a gremlin.
Look at this cute little gizmo in a Christmas hat. Suddenly they're like,
I know.
Fucking puts, they don't even Spike, I can't remember all the other gremlins' names, put one of them in a blender.
Stripe. Yeah.
Stripe's in a way, isn't he? It's like, what the fuck is going on?
I did like that they had a main, like, bad gremlin.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they would kind of just all be the same thing. Mm. So it would be quite cool to have, like, a main antagonist of the film. And Stripe was cool because then you could always tell, like...
Yeah, they had to give him something defining, and a mohawk was pretty simple but pretty effective.
Pretty effective. So, yeah, the chaos was, it was 0 to 100. But I wouldn't have it any other way because it was just so much fun as well. Like, that bar scene, I think, is my favourite scene of the whole film.
I was going to say the bar scene, because you saying about them all having, like, a different look and character. That bar scene has got everything. Like,
different looking character, yeah.
You could literally go to a school, line up. I mean, how many kids were in our year group? Like, 200?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's small compared to some schools, but we had 200. And, like, every single kid had a different personality, had a different interest, and they could have matched a gremlin to every single kid, because every single gremlin had a completely different personality, different interest. I think one of them was breakdancing, one of them was on the fab, one of them was gambling.
Was smoking. I didn't want anything to do with any of the other gremlins.
There was
he was better than the others.
There was a flasher gremlin.
Yeah.
There was...
a flasher gremlin.
Which is so funny, because they're already naked. Like, everyone else is in a nudist colony, and one gremlin has put a coat on just to be a flasher. He was already a flasher.
Amazing.
Oh, honestly, there's a gremlin of every kind.
That is so good.
A gremlin for everyone at Christmas.
A gremlin for everyone. And I think it only gets worse in Gremlins 2, because they... I think one of them sings. There's a woman gremlin. Kicks off.
How is there no female gremlins, actually? That is a good point.
Is there not in this one?
If there was, there was nothing to differentiate.
No. If there was, they weren't in the shop for long enough for us to notice it.
No, and I think that's the thing. When you see the gremlins, especially when you see, like, them all together, and they're all a bit reptilian. Do you know the difference between a female and a male snake? Let's be honest. Like, so I think that's the thing, when they're a little bit reptile-y, are we even going to know the difference until the second one, when they're, like, literally slapped in makeup?
Yeah. Maybe we'll have to watch it after we've done this episode.
Maybe. And even then, we're just assuming she's a female. She just likes wearing makeup.
Yeah.
But it is. There's literally a gremlin for everyone, and I love that.
It is great. It is so good.
I'm very excited about that. I love that bar scene. And again, like, it's when they're all in the cinema watching Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and they're all singing along, and I'm like, these guys look like the most fun.
They do. And that's like, that's one of those things. That's why it's such a fun film, because it does make you love them.
Yeah.
And like, but even like, there's fucking kills in this. You know what? I don't think I ever really thought about this film, like, until we actually had to look into it properly for this episode. But I never really thought about there being actual kills. Like, people actually fucking die.
Who's the first kill? I've already forgotten who the first kill was.
Well, I thought it was the couple.
But, I thought the couple died.
But it turns out that they come back in fucking Gremlins 2.
But I'm pretty sure in the police station they say there's been a horrible accident with this couple.
Well, there's a Santa Claus. There's the woman, Scrooge, of the film. And she is called...
Actually, can we go quickly on her? What the fuck is her purpose? Purpose.
I will give you her name before we continue.
Yeah.
So the lovely listeners know who we're talking about.
You know, the one who's carrying around a snowman head at the beginning of the film. Your dog killed my snowman. My imported snowman.
Bear with, I apologise.
It's having that.
Mrs. Deagle.
Mrs. Deagle.
Yes, so like, Mrs. Deagle. She was great, but she really was the Scrooge of the film. And another kind of villain alongside the Gremlins.
She was, but this is my only problem with her is, okay, so we see her being a really horrible landlady, but then nothing comes of it. There's no conclusion. Like, she obviously dies.
She dies. Yeah.
So does that mean, like, we don't see her tenants like, oh, thank goodness, that's a relief. Do you know what I mean? There's no, like, she didn't learn a lesson. She just died.
Died.
But then we didn't see anything else happen, so I don't know. It was just a little bit. Oh, I mean, were we just supposed to not be bothered that she was dead? Was that the whole point of her character?
Well, yeah, I think the ones that they killed off were ones that weren't going to be missed, because obviously when we looked into this,
yeah,
Billy's mum was supposed to die. She was supposed to get fucking decapitated.
Which, how this is a kids' film, and this is the thing. This is what I think. At first I was like, is this a horror? Because I watched this as a child. But it is definitely a fucking, well, it's close enough. But if she'd been decapitated, and some of the other things we saw, I can't even remember them now, I'm very sorry. But, like, it just was supposed to be way darker.
Yeah.
Which is so bizarre.
It is very bizarre.
But I kind of love. I kind of love, but I also think pulling it back was a smarter move.
I agree.
Because, especially because how it's aged, can you imagine this aging? And then a bunch of, like, animatronic puppets decapitated. Like, we wouldn't have been able to take it seriously.
No. I think it's a lovable Christmas film because kids can enjoy it too.
Yes.
And, like, it's a lot more slapstick than maybe what it was supposed to be.
Mm.
And like you said, I think that was a very good, clever move, because that makes the film way more successful, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So if you think of all these classic Christmas films, Home Alone's very slapstick. I mean, obviously, it's not like this. But, like, a lot of, like, well... Christmas films are meant to be aimed for kids, so I think, like, it was definitely a good shout, because now everyone knows what this is, everyone has fucking seen it. Whereas, like you say, if there were more horror elements and more kind of like savage elements to this, then it might not be as successful as it is today.
I don't think it would have been, because people would have watched it as a kid, not had fond memories of it, and then not shown their kids,
just kind of forgotten about it.
Instead it's become a thing where, like, people show their kids as they've grown up, because it was a loved film. And then you have, so the other death is the old lady who gets whizzed up the staircase.
Mrs. Deagle.
Which, I swear to God, her staircase goes on and on and on, even though she's in a one-story house. And then she's thrown out the window.
Window.
But I love the fact as well, she's like, I hate Christmas. Mm. And so does that immediately make you a bad guy? Is that why we don't care that she died?
Apparently. Well, that's a Christmas film for you, isn't it?
Christmas film. I don't like Christmas. Well, you are Satan.
Look at Scrooge, mate.
But Scrooge was an extreme. This woman just, we don't know why she didn't like Christmas.
Are you justice for Mrs. Deagle right now? Like, are you on her team? Are you on her side?
Was that Mrs. Deagle that got flown out the window?
It was, yeah. She was.
Oh, who was the other one? There was three deaths. One was Santa Claus, which, again, if you don't like Christmas, I feel like Santa Claus shouldn't have been killed.
It was Santa Claus, Mrs. Deagle, and one other person.
And I cannot remember who the third one was. That's really awkward.
That is very awkward. I'm sorry to this man.
We accept your sacrifice, but we just don't.
We may cut this and look into something. If we haven't looked into it, we're just going to carry on with this episode.
Oh no, it'll be so on par for us to not know all the facts, especially as we're drinking. So who was the third kill, Katie?
We did go back and we had a 10-second break, ladies and gents. We did do it for you because we love you and it's fucking Christmas. It was the doctor, the one that has the syringe.
Was he a doctor or professor?
Professor, yeah.
He taught at a secondary school.
Right, okay. Yeah, so he wasn't a doctor. I got that fucking wrong.
I mean, he might be. He might just be taking it easy these days and teaching school kids. Which is not a fucking easy job.
So I don't think that dude had much of a backstory.
Who knows? Either way, though, he died by syringe in the arse, so...
Yeah, not the most dignified death,
but... I don't know what's worse, that or Santa Claus.
Oh, God. Hey, too soon, man. Don't talk about his dad like that.
Oh, right. Okay, we'll come back to that one. I meant the other Santa Claus that we actually witnessed.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were making a really dark joke.
I mean, I would normally, but that wasn't actually what I was referencing. No, it's the Santa Claus on the street where the police are just watching in the car and go, I want to go back to the station.
I'm like, to help.
You are useless.
Well, how does that Santa Claus actually die? Because there's just lots of gremlins on him.
Yeah.
So are the gremlins eating him? Or
are they just irritating until the point you just give up?
Do they just attack and kind of like...
This was it. I was gonna bring this up when we get to like, would you survive? Because the reality is, what do they do?
Exactly. I think that's something that like no one really knows. They're just really fucking fun.
Yeah.
But no one actually knows like, we knew how Mrs. Deagle died.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she got thrown out a window.
But even like the professor, like a syringe, would that really kill?
No, because I don't know what was in that syringe, but he, as far as I remember, he only had empty syringes because he was doing blood tests with them.
Yeah.
It's a weird one.
It is a weird one.
It's just very convenient.
Kind of makes a little bit more sense than the Santa Claus. The Santa Claus was kind of just like, and also it would have been like, I think somewhat easy for the two police officers to get out and help. Yeah. Like there weren't that many gremlins on him that they could, like the police definitely could have helped
and
him.
Mama Badass took on three on her own and exactly. They can't take on five between three of them?
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking weird.
I do feel sorry for that Santa Claus. I feel like he didn't have to die.
He really didn't. It's such an unnecessary death. So neither Santa Claus in this film had to die.
No.
Because we will... It is Kate. Is it Kate or
it's
Katie?
It's Kate.
You're Katie. That's Kate.
I'm Katie.
So it is like, why? Oh, like, it's actually the most... horror element of the film is her backstory. Can you imagine watching this as a kid and then hearing someone tell you that their dad died because they snapped their neck going down the chimney?
It's pretty intense.
It's
but then me and you
it's pretty intense, but then me and you climb up and down chimneys all the time.
What I was gonna say actually was, me and you watched this as kids. Do you remember that bit?
I actually don't. That is a very good point. I do not remember that story.
No.
And then I rewatched it as an adult and I was like, wait, what?
And then she ends it with like, that's when I knew there was no Santa Claus. It's just fuck me, Kate. You need to go to therapy, hon.
Also, fucking spoiler alert. How many kids are watching this going, wait, there's no Santa?
Mommy?
Mommy? Mommy, the lady on the telly said there's no Santa. And Santa got killed by some fucking gremlin.
What was this rated? Do you remember?
I think they said it was a PG. And then like 2 weeks after this came out, they started doing a PG-13. I don't know.
A lot of fucking kids would have watched this.
It was the 80s. Parents didn't fucking care. Yeah. Everyone was a latchkey kid. They didn't need parental permission to do shit.
They just had their childhoods ruined after finding out there's no fucking Santa. Jesus.
Is that
spoiler
one?
Spoiler alert, lads.
Spoiler alert, children.
There's no for any kids that listen to our
One, what the fuck are your parents doing? And two, how did you
Why
find out?
Why are you listening to this?
How did you find out there was no Santa?
Oh, good question.
Was it from watching the Gremlins?
Are you actually asking me?
Well, if you remember, yeah.
You know what? I actually don't. I kind of just remember growing out of it and kind of just realizing.
Yeah.
But I don't think there wasn't a heartbreaking moment. I mean, it definitely wasn't Kate's. What about you? Do you remember?
I remember I woke up. My mum was bringing. So we used to leave our pillow. We couldn't like have like stockings and sacks and that. We couldn't afford it. Actually, I don't know. I think when I was young, we couldn't afford it. So we all started using pillowcases and then it just stuck. But we used to leave them like in the hallway so our parents didn't have to come in our room. But then my mum would fill it up and then sneak it into our room and I saw her bringing it in. Got and then it. she was like, oh no, it's just because Santa left it on the landing. So I was just helping him out. And I was like, whatever.
I won't say her name, but tells mum, you're just bullshitting.
At that point, it's
too late, mum.
Yeah, it was too. I think as well, I was probably on that kind of verge where you're like, I'm not sure if I believe. And then the thing is, as well,
was this like last year?
This was, yeah, it was last week actually. We had an early Christmas. the thing is, as well, I for years genuinely believed that my granddad was what do they call him? Santa's helper.
The Easter Bunny.
No. The holiday armadillo. No, my granddad used to dress up as Santa every year. And then he used to like, if we went like for out for like a pub meal or something, he'd do Santa for all the kids. And I was right adorable. But I was like, why is my granddad Santa? Really mess with, because I knew it was granddad. And my mum was like, oh no,
mind games.
Yeah, really kind of, but my parents were quite clever because they were like, oh no, your granddad's one of Santa's helpers because Santa can't get round to like all the malls and all the
grottos here, bullshit.
Yeah, because he was like, they were like, oh, look at all the garden centers, like, you know, Santa has loads of helpers. So I was like, oh, that's so cool. My granddad's one of the helpers. He knows Santa. So I thought my granddad had like
any big bollocks.
My granddad had a direct line to Santa. Like,
oh, I mean, I feel sorry for parents, man. They've got to make up some right old bollocks.
And now there's Elf on the shelf as well. Like, fuck that bullshit. Like, I'm sorry, there was already enough bullshit. And now there's fucking
everyone out there who does it. But right. I saw a funny tweet today, which was just like, no one cares where your elf is.
Except for your child.
Except for your kids. Just so you know. Yeah. No one else wants to know. Yeah.
Some of them go really far. And I'm like, chill the fuck up. Like, as if parents aren't under enough stress. Now they have to hide the fucking elf 24 days. What about an advent calendar? Pop the fucking dusty chocolate out from the pound shop. No one gives a shit.
No, we dealt with an advent calendar. We loved it.
Yeah, fucking every morning chocolate for breakfast. Fucking hell. Honestly. You and me are such bar humbugs, but we're not. We're not.
We love Christmas. We're drinking Baileys right now. We're in a Christmassy mood.
My kid is not getting a fucking elf on the shelf.
No, I can't be fucked, man.
You're getting mummy on the rummy.
Mummy forgets to put the stockings out.
Where's the other fucking elf? Is it Christmas? No, it's April. Mum, it's December.
It is.
Fucking off to New Year's. Off we go.
Oh, God. But yeah, so going back to Kate's horrifically heartbreaking story.
I feel like we've mocked it. It's a genuinely
harrowing
story.
This is what this film does, though. You kind of like, it starts kind of a bit lighthearted and cute because you meet Gizmo. And then you've got like the Billy's mum attack. Like that's kind of way more of like a horror film kind of element. And then you go back to like a funny thing of them being at the bar and then dramatic again with Kate's story. And it really does this film takes you on a bit of a journey.
One thing I do love about that scene, one, she does it really well. The actress fucking nails it. Even that last line where it's like comical twist, fucking brilliant. But also they literally made it so that Gizmo reacts. So even Gizmo is like, aww, and just wants to hug her.
I can't.
Can I have a Gizmo? I want a Gizmo for Christmas.
I know.
Yeah, so I think that was really well done. And then, because then they obviously how did she figure out that they didn't like light? Because she started taking photos of them.
That's a good point. Billy must have told her at some point.
I think he told her shit.
No, so how did she know
that? Because she just picks up the camera and like...
And just does it.
Does it. And then goes, oh, that worked. If they can't deal with bright lights and they can't deal with a camera, why are they going to a cinema to watch Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, where I'm pretty sure the screen is going to get bright every now and then?
That's true.
Like, how did that not freak them all out? I mean, the fire definitely freaked them all out, but
That's a good point.
I do love as well, though, like you say, it was like very, very chaotic. So they, but then they were just like, we're just going to kill 150 of them in one go.
Yeah.
Because then they're all out the way and done.
Mm. I think the film, they were just like, all right, shit, we need to like kill some of these.
We've,
now.
Yeah, we've now made so fucking many. Mm. I love that scene where they all just suddenly appear and you're like, oh, there's so many, which they did in stop motion.
Very cool.
Very good. Fucking time consuming, but very cool.
I think it paid off because it did look very, very cool.
No, it was very, very cool of them. But yeah, I think they were just like, we need to, you know, we've made them all for dramatic effect, but we need to kill them. So just one big fire.
I believe the bar scene took about a week to film as well.
Jesus.
Which is intense.
That's a lot when you're thinking it's just puppets. You'd think it would be quite quick with puppets.
You would.
Because they can't fuck up their lines.
Well, no. They can't. I mean, we'll put it up on our socials, but we saw a picture of the amount of gremlins that they had.
It's incredible.
And like, I think Joe Dante at the end was just like, I can't look at another gremlin because if I look at or look at another puppet because... I can't now differentiate between whether they're like they look good or they don't. So I just can't look at them anymore.
I love as well, didn't they all hate Gizmo because he was so small and had so many electrics that he kept breaking. So they were like, you could hear him break and then it would like stop for 7 hours. Actually, that was it. The dog bit him once. Broke Gizmo.
Yeah, the dog fucked it up.
Which I love that we're all here like, Gizmo's amazing. And they're all like, fuck that little guy.
Yeah, fuck that little cunt.
And then, but again, they put him in a backpack for half the film. If they just left Gizmo at home, they wouldn't have even had to film him for half the film.
I just called Gizmo a cunt. I'm so sorry.
You did. Christmas. Wow, you've ruined my 80s childhood.
I'm so sorry, even though you weren't born in the 80s. I'm sorry, everyone.
I know.
I'm sorry if I offended Gizmo.
No. But they also had a giant Gizmo.
Oh.
Do you want to talk about this? Or do you want me to?
Go for it, because you're the SFX girl.
No, I know, but you were the one who told me about this, and I'm obsessed with it, because they had to make a giant Gizmo, which probably came up, I'm going to say, to like their knee, their thigh, when you were kind of looking at the photo.
Yeah.
Because when they were trying to do like close-ups, it was too hard to get like facial expressions and all that mechanicalness needed in the mini Gizmo. So they had to make a giant one for close-ups, but it meant like with the 3D glasses, they had to make giant 3D glasses that would work to make everything look in proportion. So I love that they went through all that effort.
They did, and I think it really paid off.
Oh, gotcha.
It still looks really good now, I think.
It does. They must, looking back, they must be, I know it was exhausting at the time and they probably never wanted to watch the film for like 5-10 years.
Yeah.
But now they must be like, we did that.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Well, I know we don't have too many of the facts this week, but I mean, what I wanted to get your take a little bit on what you thought about with Stripe exploded, basically. I mean, to me, I think that like it's pretty timeless. Like that still looks really good now.
Yeah, no, you're right. I think it's one of those because you know Stripe, you know all of the gremlins are animatronics. Nobody really cares. Like they still look good enough.
Yeah, they do.
And I think with Stripe exploding, you can tell it's a bit fake. You can tell it's like rubbery. But it also looks really cool because the advantage they have is that nobody knows what a gremlin would look like when it explodes. Because
so they can make it up.
They can make it up because, again, it's not like, again, I'm going to keep comparing them to like reptiles, which is probably their closest thing. So, because again, like Gizmo looks more like a mammal, but then like Stripe looks more like a reptile. So it's like they have a weird combo between the two. And they made it look disgusting enough. Because again, we don't know what they're going to react. It's an animal that reacts to sunlight, and birds. So again, it's like almost like vampire-y. And I think they did really well with that. I think that I think it's timeless in the sense that because you like the movie, you forgive it.
And it's a Christmas film, so all Christmas films are timeless.
Everyone's drinking Baileys while they watch it.
Yeah.
Although you can kind of tell it's fake, it still looks really good and it still looks gory. The fact that they literally make him like a skeleton at the end, like, well, he's not coming back, is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. So another question for you. Would you have wanted to work on this film knowing all the backstory that you do now? I think before you looked into that, you probably would have said yes.
To be fair, I'd probably say no. Mm. Both times, because it's more animatronics than it is makeup.
Right.
So it's not what I do. I still would have wanted to give it a go because I still think, although it's loads of animatronics, I'm guessing any any extra hands would have been appreciated. And it does sound like a lot of fun, like that bar scene, kind of, again, thinking of every personality. But it isn't kind of what I do or what I, what I play with. So I don't think I'd have been very good with the electrics.
No.
I would have been the reason Gizmo kept breaking.
Would you have, done anything differently with Stripe exploding? Did you think that was good? Would you have done it more gory?
Again, I don't think you could go much... I mean, I say not much gorier, but they did explode one in a microwave. And I do think this was kind of on par with that. I think they did pretty well. I think so. I think it was good. I'd have, I appreciate what they did.
Definitely.
I don't think I'd have tried to change it.
No, definitely not.
What did you think of the music? I'm only saying this because, again, I think somebody described it as like a funfair, like creepy funfair. Mm. And I was like, but it sounds so good.
It does, yeah. Because I know Joe Dante wasn't sure on it at first. But then when you actually listen to it, it's everything. It's a bit creepy. It's playful. Like, it's suspenseful.
But that's the Gremlins. They're creepy and they're playful. Mm. Like, you can't hate them because they're just having fun, but they're irritating as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I love it. I think it's... Yeah, it's so classic. Like, every time anyone hears it, they know that it's the Gremlins. Like, it's such a iconic soundtrack.
What do you make of the drunk racist who's like, oh, the Gremlins have broke my car before the Gremlins are even a thing?
Yeah, so what, when the Gremlins come out?
No, sorry. Like, one of the earliest scenes, when we first see Billy? God, how many babies have I had? When we first see Billy, he's gone in Kate's bar and then they're coming out and there's the drunk and she's like, maybe you should walk home. But he makes a comment about like, oh, stay away from foreigners because he's a fucking drunk racist. I need to call him a Nazi. Drunk racist. But he makes a comment, which is almost like foreshadowing, where he's like, oh, the Gremlins messing with my car.
I missed that.
But it's like... But this was all, I actually didn't know, but that's like where the word gremlins come from, is like when machinery used to play up, they were like, oh, the gremlins are messing with it. Ooh. So I was like, that's quite a cool thing that they just slipped that in there.
That is cool.
Because it is just like, I'm going to start using that now. Like, the gremlins are messing with my car. I kind of love that, where it's just like,
that's really cool.
Just slipped in for the history.
I didn't notice that. That was not good with me. But
well, no. To be fair, cool. It's so like shocking. It's so shocking when he's just like being a racist that it's like nothing else he says is relevant.
Yeah, no, that is very cool. It's a little foreshadowing in the film as well, which is always fun.
Yeah. Are you happy with how it ended? Like, would you have wanted Spike to kind of be alive? So there could have been a sequel. I mean, I know there was a sequel. I can't remember how the sequel... We're going to watch it after this.
We are.
But, like, would you have wanted Spike to kind of just be like, ha, 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 I'm alive?
Yeah, I mean, if it said that.
Or were you kind of happy that the guy just came
to
mind?
Does speak in the second one, so we'll find out in a
minute. They do kind of speak.
Well, yeah, they do, yeah. Yeah.
Bye, Billy!
You know what? I actually am quite happy with how it... But, I mean... I think maybe it would have been quite cool if, like, right at the end, we maybe see, like, Stripe getting up.
Yeah.
And, like, and then we'll kind of, like, know that there's a, you know, that there could potentially be a sequel in the works. But maybe the people that worked on it just didn't fucking want to do that.
Probably.
I just wanted to kill them all off.
I wonder if it's a completely different, like, cast, because everyone was like, I am not doing that again.
No, well, it's Billy and Kate. They're in the second one.
Oh, sorry. I meant the behind-the-scenes cast. You know, the guys who did all the hard work?
Yeah. Yeah, like the crew.
the crew, sorry, not the mouse. Yeah, I wonder if they were just like, we're out, we're running away.
But I also think it was good that Gizmo left, because like they weren't equipped to look after Gizmo. Like, it would have happened again.
Yeah.
So it just wasn't gonna happen.
Somehow by accident.
Yeah, I think something would have happened. So it was sad. It always makes me sad the end bit when Gizmo has to leave.
I always forget about it.
But it's one of those classic things, you know, like in E.T., that there's always a goodbye at the end. Yeah. So that's where you got your Spielberg in, because it's got that classic Hollywood goodbye. And, lovely little furry sidekick, and you've got that. It's so, you know, Spielberg probably got his ending.
That's so fucking true. I didn't even think of that.
What do you think? Would you have changed anything with the ending?
I think it would have been funny just to see like a little bubble on the back of Spike or something, to be like, oh, another one's going to...
That would have been
like amazing. A little ball popping out.
Is it Stripe or Spike?
Oh, I think it's Stripe. I'll be calling him Spike all night. I'm so Don't worry, guys. Deep. It's ridiculous. So can we just go back and change all those spikes to stripe? Yes, but yeah, maybe like a little hint, but as you say,
a little bubble would have been very cool.
But as you say, I think it was a nice, they wrapped it up and then there was like 6 years till the sequel, so they probably had no intention of making one.
No, probably not.
But more importantly, would you survive the gremlins?
I think there's a good chance that I could.
Yeah.
I
believe in you.
Yeah. I think, well, like we said, I think this is a bit of a difficult one this week because we don't really know what they do.
No, what do they do?
They do attack and they kill, but I think it's quite easy to get away from them.
Mm.
Even though if they're like climbing on top of you or whatever, I think Santa Claus could have maybe tried a bit harder to not die.
Yeah, like, come on, put them in your sack and just fucking bash them on the floor.
Bash them, yeah. I mean, Billy's mum did it, so.
Literally, like, I love when she grabs a knife and then goes back and goes, like, a second one.
Mm.
Like, she's so cool.
It's so good. So Billy's, I'm going to say yes. It's got
it going on. Yes, Katie's
I'm saying yes. Fuck
Amazing.
It.
Amazing.
What about yourself?
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm surviving. Like, again, I always think they'd be way harder than you watch it and you're like, yeah, Billy's mum took on three. Like, actually four. She took on four.
Yeah, she did.
She killed the one on the tree as well. And then, like, only Stripe survived. So, although I love that Billy then takes her to the neighbours and, like, can you keep an eye on her? Like, no, bitch, she just killed, like, all of them.
Yeah, no.
Like, she's
done enough work.
Yeah. So, and I think as well, if you know the rules, like, bright sunlight, again, they're just like mini vampires.
Mm.
So I feel like there's definitely a way to defeat them.
Definitely. So, okay, that's easy.
Cool. Right, let's go. And your spook and spooks?
Spook and spooks. So my spook...
I feel like we're smashing through it.
I know. I think it's the alcohol.
Yeah, we're going to hear this back and we're talking like 100 miles an hour.
I think it could be the case. We're so sorry, guys. But we want you to get on and enjoy your Christmas, you know? You guys will be busy. You're doing your Christmas shopping. You don't want to hear us bang on for like 3 hours. Well, you might do if you're listening.
You might do. In which case, I don't know, go back and listen to some of our old ones.
Exactly. Go listen to Krampus from last year.
Go listen to Krampus, yes, because we also have Christmases. And Black Christmas we've covered as well.
There we go.
Neither of which... Oh, I should have checked before I said that. I was going to say, I don't know if we survived either of those.
Mm. I want to say, because Black Christmas scared the shit out of me, so I think I probably said no to that.
I think I put... Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah.
I'll have to go back and listen. But yes. This might be the first one we've both survived.
Mm, I think it might be. But we will check.
Yeah.
My spook I think will actually be the gremlin coming out of the Christmas tree behind Billy's mum, because it's not a jump scare, but it is like it's a really fun little scare.
Yeah.
And it's festive.
It's
a festive spook.
It is good.
And you know what? I think I'm gonna give it a four. Oh, did you think I was going to get higher?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Mm. Yeah, I'm going to leave it a four. It's not like a perfect five for me.
Okay.
But it is a top. It's one of my favourite Christmas films.
Mm.
I watch it every year and it's so much fun.
It is good.
It's just a great fun film. I'd show it to anyone. I think everyone would love it.
Sit down and watch it.
No, I just think five, I don't like giving my fives out willy-nilly, you know? I mean, I've already smashed out a five.
Yeah, we're two episodes in.
I don't want to get too five happy, do you know what I mean? So, I'm going to give it a four. But, yeah, I mean, great. Top-tier Christmas film.
Okay.
And, yeah, a little comedy horror. Very fun. Yeah. What about you?
I think similar time of the film, I think I'm going to go with my spook being... like the kitchen massacre, like the blender, the mixing bowl and the microwave. To be fair, maybe I wouldn't survive because I don't have a microwave or a mixing bowl, but I'm sure I can get some kitchen gadgets that might help. But yeah, I think those are just fucking brilliant because it's just household items. Just like, yeah, we're going to beat you.
I am also going to give, I know it's not a spook, but like a bonus thing to the bar bit, because that was just that fucking amazing. And I very quickly, I saw a review on Letterboxd, which was like, I would absolutely love to just get cunted with these
right? Gremlins. That can be our weird edit this week of us just in the bar. Like,
Sorry.
No, that's amazing. But I think I'm going to give it 4.5 out of 5. It's the same as you. Like, I don't want to give away fives willy-nilly, but I do think this is a fucking great film. And I do think it's aging really well. And I can see us still watching it in 20 years. So definitely. I think it's 4.5.
Nice.
So I'm going to go with that. I'm going to commit.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Merry fucking Christmas. And we will see you in a couple of weeks for our next one. In fact, the next episode will be our anniversary. Can you believe we've been doing this for, I don't even know how many years now. Well, we're going to be, well,
3 years.
I wonder what film we'll be doing, because we have a bit of a tradition. So
if you're a regular, you'll know.
You'll know. But also that should be a bit of a giveaway of how many years we've been around. 3 years. Fuck me. We're getting old.
3 years.
So we will see you for our anniversary episode. We may even have a visitor. Who knows? I won't make any promises because we don't know what life is like. But have a merry fucking Christmas, and we'll see you in the new year.
Merry Christmas. See you in 2024. And thank you for your support and listens and everything this year. We fully appreciate it, and we've loved it. And we can't wait to see what 2024 brings for us.
Fuck yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. Bye, bye. Don't die.
Don't die. Or a gremlin will get you.
Bye, Billy.
It's a bit creepy when you do it, like.
I'm sorry, I'm not Gizmo, okay?